Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be going out to a show that's going on right now in Dearborn, Michigan, celebrating the Ford Mustang. And we've got a very special guest standing by to tell us all about that. We'll also be doing some recaps of the absolute, there's no other way to say it, crazy auction results that are slowly making their way outside of the Monterey Peninsula and being published. And some of these sales are just absolutely incredible. Some of these numbers over at the various sales during the Monterey extravaganza. You know, if you think, $10 million was a lot to pay for a car, wait till you hear about some of the numbers we're going to throw at you in this hour of the broadcast. Telephone-wise, here's the number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, I love Mustangs. Matter of fact, when it comes to myself personally, when I was a single person, I owned more Mustangs and more Corvettes than anything else. Matter of fact, I didn't own anything else. I inherited a T-Bird from my parents, but as far as me buying a car, my first car was a Mustang. My second car was a Mustang. So anytime we get to talk Mustangs, it's oodles and boodles of fun. And joining us right now is one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, the number one guy when it comes to collector car values, auctions, and all things classic car. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. It's my pleasure to welcome live from Dearborn at the Mustangs Memory Show, Phil Skinner. Hey there, Phil. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. We're doing great this morning here in Dearborn. It's a beautiful, absolutely a gorgeous day. A little bit of overcast, which is keeping the heat down, and no rain. And this is, while it is primarily Mustangs, like 98%, there are a few other interesting Ford products here. It's a great day, plus a swap meet. And Mustang Memories is being put on by the Mustang Owners Club of Southeastern Michigan. I'm very fortunate to have with me the president of that organization, Mr. Michael Ray.
Hey, Michael. Welcome to the broadcast. Thank you very much for Hi, Michael. Thank you very much for joining us here live all across North America. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Mustangs Memory Show and Swap Meet. How many years have you been doing it?
Well, the club's been around since 1975, and we started the Mustang Memories name for the show in 1988. So this is our 26th Mustang Memory Show, but we've had shows nonstop since 1975.
That's wonderful. I understand the locale that you've chosen for this event is very significant in Mustang history. Tell our listeners all about that.
Absolutely. Our show is normally held at the Ford World Headquarters, which is a beautiful backdrop for the largest one-day all-Ford Mustang show in the country. But now, this year, we're doing through some pavement improvements and stuff with at the headquarters. We moved over to the Ford Design Center, the Ford Product Development Center. So where they design the cars, where they make the clays, where the Mustang was born, everything in this building right here today. And as of like probably 11 a.m. this morning, we were at 1,201 registered cars, and we still have 2 hours of registration to go. So it's quite a big day for all Ford and Mustang enthusiasts around the world.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. For you, Mike, what makes the Mustang so special?
The heritage, the loyalty, the devotion by Team Mustang themselves to never let it go and to always strive to make it better each and every year with their models. This year, the 2015 model that's coming out is going to be by far the most superior Mustang ever built. And the passion that's behind that by the team is just absolutely phenomenal. We're just a pleasure to to keep the history alive and, you know, and keep the enthusiasts interested in the Ford product.
As I mentioned at the top there, my first two cars were Mustangs. I have a very warm spot in my heart for Mustangs and hope that someday I'm able to get another Mustang. What was some of your favorite Mustangs that you've perhaps owned over the years that you can share with our listeners?
I've owned an 85 GT. I've had an 87 Mustang LX. I've had an 89 Mustang LX. I've had a 1992 convertible. I currently own a 1993 GT 5.0 convertible, and I own a 2005 Mustang GT.
Oh, that's great. 2005, the Mustang, really, I'm a big fan of this last generation of the Mustang, which is now out of production as we get ready for the all-new model for 2015. But the 2005, and then it was updated in 2010, and, of course, the special edition models, the Boss and the GT500 Shelby's, just an incredible performance value and just a really nice piece of automotive art, as it takes some of the styling cues from the older Mustangs and yet does it in a very modern way. That's a really cool ride as well. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the activities that are going to be going on throughout the day. I understand not only is it a show, but it's also a swap meet.
Yes, we have a huge swap meet this year. It's bigger than ever. We always try to include it, and it's usually like 30 to 40 vendors, and I think we're over 80 this year. We have 80 different swap vendors, and like I said, we have so much more room at this facility that allows us to do more things. We have a huge kids area here. We have a huge product raffle, huge merchandise tent. You know, we have separate registration areas, food on the grounds. We have very special one-off cars from Mustang history. We have two of the prototypes here. We have the Mustang 2 and the Mustang 3 prototypes here that are on site for people to see, and most of them have never seen those cars in person. We also have the first retail Mustang ever sold on the grounds today.
Oh, that's great. Tell us about that first retail Mustang. What color was it painted?
It's a sky blue, and the lady lives out of Illinois, and we met her. We invited her to the show like 2 years ago, and since we did that that day, we had so much coverage on the grounds at that event. She's become a rock star, especially with the 50-year celebration going on, and she just loves every single second of it. She actually took delivery of that car 2 days before it was released from Ford Motor Company. It was in the back room of a showroom, and it wasn't supposed to be released, and they sold it to her anyways. She was the first one ever in the United States driving around in the new Mustang that was just about to be announced.
What a great story. Certainly.
Absolutely, and she's a lifetime member of our club as well.
Excellent. And let's touch a little bit upon the big anniversary year of 2014, 50 years of the Mustang. What a remarkable achievement. And when we look back at time at all the different great Mustangs over the years, there have certainly been some really spectacular models. And no wonder there's so much Mustang passion, not only here in North America, but also all around the world for the car.
Oh, absolutely. Mustang has the greatest following of any car I would put against anybody in the world. And like I said, it's the longest running, 50 years straight. Corvette tries to brag and try to say it's 60 years, but in 1983, Corvette did not produce a car. So there was
very
no production
true.
In 1983 for Corvette.
You've
yeah,
got them.
No, I mean, they try to claim that it's 60 years, but they don't. They were not continuous. So continuously 50 years is the longest running of any car made. So, and the passion behind it, the aftermarket is the best market in the world is for Mustang. The most companies that do aftermarket parts is for Mustang. And like I said, the followers and the enthusiasts, it's unbelievable today. We're hoping to hit over 10,000 total people here at this event today between spectators and participants.
That's great. Is it a really family-oriented event for all of our listeners in the greater Michigan area? They can come on over anytime?
We have over 400 cars here from out of state, and we even have people that came in from New Zealand for this event. It's absolutely phenomenal. This is the official 50th anniversary event in Dearborn that we are, you know, helping and promoting for Ford, and, you know, to throw a big party in Dearborn. And that's where the birthplace of the Mustang is, and that's where the party should be.
Excellent. Mike Hold with us, and we'll continue to tell everybody about Mustang Memories, the show and swap meet going on right now in Dearborn, Michigan. Anybody's got a question, 855-660-4261 or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. This is
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Bill Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, is broadcasting live from Dearborn, Michigan at the Mustangs Memory Show and Swap Meet. And joining us on the line here is Mike Ray, who is the gentleman, the president, and the gentleman who's telling us all about this great event that is going on right now at Ford's Product Research Facility in Dearborn, Michigan. Is there a particular website, Mike, that you would like to give out, or any telephone information for folks wanting to get involved with the club?
Absolutely. It's www.mocsem.com, moxsem.com.
Very good. Excellent. And are you active on the social media as well?
Absolutely. We are on Facebook under Moxsem Owners.
That sounds great. So give us an idea of some of the activities that are upcoming here this afternoon. Will there be judging of vehicles in various categories?
Normally, every year, yes, we do have a big, huge judging thing. This year being the 50th anniversary, we wanted everybody to come out and not worry about trying to detail their cars and clean cars, but to have fun, walk around, get to see everything, get to meet all the Mustang heroes that are on the ground today. There's a lot of rare people that had a lot of influential touches on Mustang throughout the 50 years walking the ground today. So it gives them an opportunity to meet them firsthand and not have to worry about, cleaning their tires up. And so this year we gave a award-winning certificate or plaque in every single goodie bag. Everybody got a souvenir plaque to take home, and it's one of the nicest plaques we've actually ever given out ever, and every single person got them. And like I said, as of 11 o'clock, we were over 1,200 cars that we already had given away a bag to.
That's great. So it sounds like it's a runaway success, and why not? It's celebrating all things Mustang, so that makes a whole lot of sense, to say the least. So the hours today, how late are you going to be going?
We'll be here till 5 o'clock. 4 o'clock is our closing ceremonies, and we usually run for an hour, and we're giving away two scholarships today for our club members' kids in the family, so help them through school. So we've started that this year. We give over $10,000 in charity away every year to local charities, and also like JDRF, American Red Cross, things like that. And we are also the largest regional Mustang club in the world, but probably by the end of the day today, we'll probably top over 800 members.
That's wonderful. Tell us, I know you touched on a little bit earlier, I've had the opportunity to sit in the 2015 Mustang GT, but I haven't had the opportunity to drive it yet. I don't think any journalist has officially been able to drive it yet, but I'm certainly impressed with the work that they've done with this all-new generation. Your thoughts on the upcoming 2015 Mustang?
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal. I have had first-hand experience with the car, and it is just absolutely phenomenal. Like I said, they have promoted it as the best Mustang ever produced. I absolutely agree 100%. They really knocked this one out of the park. And like I said, the team is so devoted and so much passion behind them for the product. When you have the passion, the product turns out 10 times better.
That's so important, absolutely, and so important in life as well, that you got to get yourself into a career that you can throw your passion into, and then the sky is the limit. If you had the opportunity, let's put it that way, if you won the Michigan lottery and you could purchase any Mustang, whether it's brand new or whether it's a classic, what would be the next vehicle that you would like in your personal Mustang collection?
I would get a 69 Boss 429 in Raven Black.
You didn't even have
that
to think about that.
Holy Grail for Mustang lovers.
Oh, that's great. Well, I really want to thank you very much, Mike, for telling us all about this wonderful event, Mustang Memories Show and Swap Meet, being held right now as we speak in Dearborn, Michigan. And as a matter of fact, it will be going till later today, and it's at the Ford's Product Research Facility and their expansive parking lot, and that's the place where the original concept of the Mustang began to take life. And what a great story the Mustang is, springing out of out of nowhere and becoming such a worldwide hit right off the bat. I don't think we'll ever see that again in today's media-driven world, but Ford just did a wonderful job of launching the Mustang with the concurrent television show commercials during the time that there were only three major networks, and they certainly created a lot of buzz on that first day of the Mustang, and people are still talking about it today.
Absolutely, and I think we'll continue. And the loyalty and devotion from the enthusiasts and on the marketing side of Mustang is just phenomenal, and it will continue to go hopefully for another 50 years.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, Mike, I really want to thank you, wish you the best, and good luck with Mustang Memories Show and Swap 2014, and we look forward to getting you back with us on the radio in the not-too-distant future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, there he is, Mike Ray, who is the gentleman in charge of Mustang Memories going on right now in Dearborn, Michigan. So any of our listeners in the greater Dearborn area, head on over. It's at the Ford Project Research Facility in beautiful Dearborn. So it's kind of, it sounds like an absolutely fun event. And Phil, are you back with us? Well, maybe Phil. Phil, are you back with us?
Here we're back here with you, Bob, and we're having still having a great time. I'm just watching all the Mustangs go by.
Oh, I can imagine. Give our listeners a little visual treat here. What are some of the Mustangs that you've seen in the last few minutes go by?
Well, we're just watching a group of, I'd say, the later model Mustangs. Some of the new GTs come through here. A lot of newer models here that are really helping with the older models. And as I'm talking to you, I'm working my way over to where the historic Mustangs are. In fact, I'm looking at Mustang number one, the first one sold. And I'm going to try and see if I can find me an owner on that car.
Yeah.
And it's just it's interesting, just everything that's here. If you're a Mustang person, a Ford person, great selection of vintage Mercurys, vintage Ford products. There's a 1925 Lincoln, that's the oldest car I've seen here. So it's really kind of a plethora of Ford here. $5 a head to get in is well worth it.
What a great opportunity if you're a Mustang lover or just curious about the history of the Mustang. Certainly when you look back at automotive history, there are only a handful of nameplates that have lasted more than 50 years, and as Ray pointed out, the Corvette says they're 60 years, but he was accurate in saying that there actually were no 1983 models available for sale to the public. So Mustang has definitely got a notch up there on the Corvette. And the other thing that I really enjoy about the Mustang convertible is just the friendliness between the folks that own Mustangs, and the fact that if something's wrong with somebody's vehicle, it's not unusual for other members of a club like this to come to their rescue.
Well, you know, there's that relationship. You know, Ford used to advertise itself as the Ford family of fine cars, and I think the finest owners are usually Ford people. But I'll tell you, the richest people are people who own Ferraris.
And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the amazing sale that occurred on Friday at the Quail in Carmel, California. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green at PhilsGang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stocks. Using the PhilsGang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently and intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. $5. Phil's Gang host Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO. That's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264. 877-600-4264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And Phil, before we tell folks all about the incredible action going on in Monterey, Pebble Beach, let's talk a little bit about KBB.com, because you guys in recent times have added a tremendous number of people to the editorial staff, and I believe you have a brand new television studio out there as well. Tell us a little bit about the latest at KBB.com.
Well, as you know, Kelley Blue Book has been around since 1926. We've been providing used car values since about that time for the industry, basically, for dealers and for lending institutions like banks and loan houses that give them an idea what the car is worth and how much money they could make a loan for. But over the last few years, we've started to realize that more and more customers, as the Internet became stronger, more and more customers were looking for a source to get information on new vehicles. So Kelley Blue Book has really geared itself into the presentation of new car presentations as well as still used cars. But if you're looking for a new vehicle, KBB is a great comparison tool. Everything you need there. As you said, our editorial staff has grown phenomenally. We have some of the best names in the industry working for us. Our own Jack Nierat, our head of our editorial department, Matt DiLorenzo, a number of others that are there. All of these people know cars, live cars, breathe cars, and they're making the best presentation of new vehicles available. So that's what KBB is really. KBB.com is kind of, shall we say, growing up and into. It's becoming the new car shopping source.
That's fantastic news, to say the least, Phil. Let's talk about some of the incredible action that's been happening over on the left side of the country, over in California, during what used to be called the weekend and is now called Automobile Week. Most people seem to be referring to that. Before we tell everybody about the RM sales results from last night, let's go back to the Quail on Friday, in which a new world record was set, and I'm still scratching my head on this one.
Well, everybody's scratching their head, and it's a lot of scratch, let me tell you. Highest price ever paid for an automobile at auction in the world. Highest price ever paid possibly for a private ownership that we know of, at least one was public, and that was the 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO. It sold for a hammer bid of $34,650,000, a 10% commission on top of that. Total price out the door, just $38,115,000. So,
wow.
That's a real phenomenal. But the surprises didn't stop there. Later that evening, RM sold a 250 Le Mans Ferrari for $11.6 million. Last night, RM was at it again, putting cars on the block. Highlight there had to be the competition 275 GTB, and that was, I believe, $13 million. No, not science. That wasn't it. No, no.
Yeah, 24 million.
That's it.
24
million.
24 million
on the hammer plus commission. $26.4 million for that Ferrari competition. I was having some other numbers in my head.
I understand completely. This was a 1964 Ferrari 275 GTB competition works coupe. And as you said,
right,
hammered at 24 with commission, 26.4. And I can't believe the opening bid on this vehicle was a staggering $15 million.
That's right. When the bidder auctioneer says, shall we start at, say, $15 million? Do I have $15 million? And a hand went in the air.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
So there goes my day of opening up for like 5,000.
Also setting the world abuzz at the Monterey events was a Steve McQueen's personal Ferrari.
That's right.
Tell us about this vehicle.
That was a 275 GTB4. He actually bought it used, and it came in topper and had got bumped in the rear end and was fixed and repainted red, and was delivered to him while he was filming Bullet up in San Francisco. That was his car, and they had a really neat scene. I think you know a guy named Dave Coons.
Of course.
Dave Coons owns a Bullet Mustang, 68 Bullet Mustang. They actually had a little video sequence introducing the car, showing Dave Coons' green 68 Mustang pulling on to a parking lot on a studio set. Someone getting out of the car, a mysterious character then getting into this Ferrari and driving off. Beautifully done production, a great introduction. That car sold for $9,250,000. Highest price ever paid for a 275 GTB, one of my favorite cars in the whole world. I don't think I'm going to get one now.
Me either. Let's talk about another vehicle, quite interesting, a 1913 Mercer Type 35 runabout, and purchased and saved from scrap pile.
That's right. Back after World War II, a lot of those old brass cars were just junk. And a chap by the name of Henry Austin Clark, who grew up in Southampton on Long Island, spotted the car, knew where it was sitting, brought it out, got it running, saved it. And that car was presented last night at Gennett RM Auctions, and it sold for, I believe, $2,350,000, again, plus commission.
Absolutely remarkable. A number of cars... It's gotten out of control, Phil. It really is. I mean, it's. I was reading an article in Auto Week, and it was like millionaires, you know, don't even bother coming in. They only need to talk to billionaires.
No, they use the telephone. You know, over at the Gooding auction, within 5 minutes of the Steve McQueen car selling for $9,250,000 plus 10%, which takes it about $10.1 million, about the same time, Gooding was selling another Ferrari that went to the California Spider. It set a record when it was hammered, sold at $13,500,000. Total money on that comes well over $15 million. Very rarefied air, big money. What does that mean to you and me driving a Mustang, an older Mustang? There's appreciation to the collector car. It does have a little bit of a trickle-down effect, but... It's just a $20,000 Mustang last night is still worth $20,000 today.
But, again, these Ferraris and these racing Ferraris are one-of-a-kind vehicles. But the pricing, to me, has gone a little bit too far. It just seems like it's reached another stratosphere. Let's talk about a couple of interesting a pair of Fiat 600s that went over the block. Tell us about that.
Again, that was at R&M auction last night. There was a Fiat 600 that they call as Jolly, the little old resort runabout green restoration. And accompanying it was what they call the Multiclaw, which would be, say, a minivan. Again, both these are nice vehicles. Multiclaws on their own usually run about $45,000 when they're just perfect mint. We've seen Jollies do up to $80,000, so you think, oh, $130,000 for the pair. They took $200,000 for the pair, which is what the hammer brought down on the on those two cars, and that was last night at RM's auction.
And when you stop and think about it, that is an awful lot of money for these diminutive vehicles.
It's an awful lot of money. But the other thing that does come out of this is these are very wealthy people, and they are very generous when it comes to charity. Over at the Gooding auction last night, they raised over almost $1.2 million for charities by the sale of two vehicles. One was a 1957 Buick Caballero that had been restored in Jay Leno's shop, and guess who drove it up onto the stage? That was Jay Leno.
Oh, wow.
And that car sold for $300,000.
Amazing.
They had him sign the tickets, and the guy turned around and said, let's sell it again.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, Phil. Wow. More with Phil straight ahead.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner. He joins us live from Dearborn, Michigan. Great event going underway right now. It's in Dearborn. It's a celebration of all things Mustang. It's called the Mustang's Memory Show and Swap Meet. And Phil has been making his way around there and checking it out. And at the same time, talking about the results out in Monterey as it continues to filter in. And Phil, the auctions aren't done at Monterey. There's another big Gooding event tonight.
That's right. Tonight's going to be the big one for Gooding. They have about 60 cars going across the block. And I was in conversation with their public relations person a little earlier, and she was telling me that they're looking at probably about a $45 to $50 million night tonight. Whole weekend, Meekum posted phenomenal sales. They had a half dozen cars, topped $1 million mark out of the 700 they offered. We're probably going to look at a $300 million weekend. And I haven't even heard about Rick Cole, who's doing a whole new system of bidding, kind of online, where people can don't even have to raise their hand. They just have to click a button, and they can be participating in these sales right there in Monterey.
Well, that sounds very cool. So
my breath was taken away. I just stumbled across a very sharp 1969 Shelby GT500, which I'm in love with. Excuse me. You probably thought it was something else, but it's a red Shelby GT500 that's really sharp.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. What's the interior? Is it black?
It is the black interior with the high back seats and just a gorgeous looking example here.
Is it manual or automatic?
Let me look. I didn't see. A gentleman by the name of Dana Kine is the owner, and it's automatic transmission. And like I said, it's just a beautiful example here of the 69 GT500.
Yeah, those are absolutely great cars. What other Mustangs?
Right next to it is a Boss 302. I mean, this is just, for a Mustang guy, I'm just like in a candy store.
Having lots of fun with Mustangs.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Let's go back to talking about Monterey before I get distracted again.
Well, you're having fun. That's the key element here. But Monterey, it just seems like it's gone a little too far in the pricing. What's the reason for these extreme prices, Phil?
Well, you know, you say it's extreme. You got to remember that the cars that are bringing the big money are very unique and very rare. They're literally like works of art. And would you consider $140 million a lot of money for a painting? Yet that's what Steve Lin paid for a Picasso, $140 million. And
oh,
then he put his elbow through it.
No
kidding.
Damaged
it. So, you know, at least with the car, you could repair it and make it go back. That painting is always now going to have that damage on it. And it's, you know, the people who are the super rich, super wealthy, they do spend their money, and sometimes in philanthropic ways. You look at the Carnegies, who were extremely rich, and once they'd made all their money, it was, let's see how we can spend it. And the cars were, their money was spent towards libraries and to the public good. So it's kind of like, yeah, these people make money, but they do spend it. And as I said, at Gooding last night, we watched over $1 million raised on the Buick Caballero with Jay Leno. And then BMW brought out their new i8, little sports coupe.
Mm-hmm.
Only one in America, first chance, and that brought $600,000. Again,
wow.
BMW donating all the proceeds to charity.
That's great.
You know, you look at it and go, well, okay, these people have money, but they do spend it for good things.
Yeah, that's definitely good to remind folks.
And I'm saying that for one day when I get rich, I can, you know, won't be looked down upon.
You and I, hopefully.
I'll buy your own radio station.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
Buy that network.
Why not? Let's talk a little bit more about Mustangs. How about you yourself, Phil? I mentioned I've owned a couple in my day. And how about you, being a Ford guy? Have you owned a few Mustangs?
We've had a couple Mustangs pass through my hands, through our hands. What's interesting is my brother's second to four wives. He likes wives. But she bought a Mustang brand new, a 65 coupe, and it was a 289 A-code, 225 horse with 4-speed. And I know as a young lad in high school, getting to borrow, my sister-in-law's Mustang was a lot of fun.
I can imagine.
My daughter currently has a 2003 Cobra that she bought brand new.
Very good.
Last Saturday night, she cried on my shoulder when it hit 18,000 miles.
Well, that's still pretty decent mileage for a 2003. That's
exactly
great.
Exactly.
Yeah, can't argue with that. What do you think about the collectability of, I know a lot of people squirrel these away, but I think in all honesty, you know, it's already been surpassed with the Dodge Hellcat for 2015, but the 2013-2014 Shelby GT500 Mustangs with their 662 horsepower, a lot of people thought, well, nobody's going to get more powerful than that, and they bought them as investments instead of just buying them for the fun of it, because I'm sure that someone is going to surpass that present high water mark of 707 horsepower from the Challenger Hellcat and Charger Hellcat. It's only a given.
What I've said before, especially on these supercars, people buy them and put them in the garage. It's going to be worth a lot of money, low miles. The problem is everybody's putting them in the garage. The cars are not out on the street. They're not out there building a legacy. And, I just found something I don't think I should have found. Ooh, I'll tell you that. just hit where they forward. I told you we're at a product development center.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at a whole row of prototype SUVs that are kind of parked in the corner here with funny markings on them. And being
get
a journalist, you know how hard it is not to take a photo of stuff like that.
I know. You could set up a whole side business like Brenda Pretty and do spy photography.
Brenda has very high ideals. We do not take pictures of vehicles on the company property.
Very good.
So,
she's
so
a good lady.
Her rule, and I will abide by it. Oh, it's tempting. you got to love cars. You just have to love cars. Bob, this is, I mean, next year we got to get you up to Woodward Dream Cruise.
Oh,
we got to get you set up down there, and then we come to this show the next day, and I think you're going to have a great time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so looking forward to that. Tell us about some of your highlights yesterday at the Woodward Dream Cruise, which, as I've said before, is another event that you must put on your personal automotive bucket list. You got to go at least once.
My first time here, you know, last 25 years I've been doing Monterey Pebble Beach. I got burned out last year. Wanted to come out here. Have a couple of friends that have met over the years. I was put in the front seat of a 68 Dodge Charger RT. We cruised from Royal Oak up to Birmingham, up to about 16, 17 miles. It was, without a doubt, one of the most exhilarating events I've ever been to. It was just a lot of fun everywhere we turned. Everything is there. As we said, we talked about from early Model Ts to the latest supercars to family drivers to home-built hot rods. It was just a phenomenal show. And again, as you said, it is a bucket list must-do car show.
Yeah, it definitely is. You really don't quite appreciate it until you see it in person. 40,000 cars, more than a million people. And it's a big rolling party, and it's a great family event as well. Lots of music. Lots of the car companies have music artists playing, and certainly a whole lot of fun had by everybody.
That's right, and it's music up and down the road. The businesses get into it. When it first started, there was some resistance from some of the communities. They didn't want these hot rodders going up and down the street. Well, when they started realizing it wasn't just hot rodders, it was whole families coming out there, mom, dad, the kids, a chance to share, and, oh, yeah, the little bit of financial income that comes from sales of food, beverages, lodging. Every hotel in Woodward was filled up to capacity. These companies are starting to realize exactly what is available to them, and that they can, make some money out of it, and people will enjoy it and come down and have a good time. Oh no, there's another prototype. Anyhow,
you're
they
being
got some
tortured.
Of the new Ford F-150s out here, and they're just glorious cars.
Well,
they all have cryo production on them.
Phil, thank you, my friend. Enjoy the rest of Mustang Memories, and we'll get you back with us real soon, my friend.
Bob, we'll be in touch. You have a great weekend, and listen, everybody come out here, visit us in Dearborn. It's the Motor City capital of the world.
Well said. He's Phil Skinner. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.